Thank you for being here and taking a knee in honor and in solidarity with the families and the victims of police brutality. Elijah McClain, Rayshard Brooks.
Drea Marsh maintains the weekly tradition of a silent vigil at Carbondale's 4th Street Plaza in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. With dwindling numbers, this demonstration has reoccurred every Saturday since May 30th, first organized by April Spalding.
Derek Garner, Trayvon Martin, and every other human being who has been brutalized and murdered by our racist system and the tyranny of those who seek to control and oppress throughout all of our history.
This latest gathering followed the Juneteenth march that was met with a counter-protest organized by Back Our Blue. Speaker Brian Alvarez reflected on the experience as alarming.
Racism exists in this valley. It exists in different ways and in different forms. In Rifle, with the Black Lives Matter protests, there are people there, people of color and their allies that were marching for the Black Lives Matter movement. At the same time, there's a counter-protest where they're intimidating and having assault weapons and armor in response to the Black Lives Matter protest. If the roles had been switched and the people of color were the ones that came to the rally with these weapons, with this intimidating approach to the protest, the story would have been much different.
When the crowd was invited to share other impressions from the incident, a young woman named Willow stepped forward.
We were also told that there were going to be like barricades between the two sides of the protest and that the Black Lives Matter protesters were going to be protected no matter what. We had nothing to worry about. So I was a little disturbed when there were men with guns on our side of the street that were obviously trying to intimidate people and the cops were just kind of standing there and not concerned about it. There have been black boys who have been killed for having toy guns. There are black men who have been killed for having cell phones in their pockets that the cops kind of maybe sort of thought could be a gun potentially. So the fact that there were white men in full like paramilitary gear, like literally just a few feet away from me, and the cops didn't have a problem with that, it really says a lot.
Brian encouraged participants to maintain the momentum in favor of equal rights for all.
I stand here before all of you as a gay Latino, fighting for the rights for the black community to live. And the reason why is because I can't expect anyone to help me and my community to fight our systems of oppression if I'm not willing to do the same for others.
In Glenwood Springs on Sunday, another group gathered for a march that was titled All Black Lives Matter by organizer Travis Wilson.
I went to a protest in early June in Rifle and also one in Glenwood. And then Breonna Taylor's murder was just everywhere, and it just spoke to me. It was like, I really want to speak up for her. I want to speak up for all the lives that matter in the black community. And then other issues that came up, like the murder of Dominique Vels, Elijah McClain, more and more of these showed up, and it's like, yes, yes. And that's also Pride Month, so this is definitely the time to speak.
For Travis as well, Black Lives Matter intersects with fighting prejudice more generally.
I'm a gay man, and, you know, I have never faced prejudice for my skin color, but I have faced prejudice, absolutely.
Recognizing that change will happen incrementally over a long period of time, Travis's message to participants on Sunday was to vote.
Protests are so good. Speaking out is so good, but there's more to it than that. You don't want to just be that person who's screaming till they're blue in the face and your throat has become a desert. You need to take action. And what I mean by that is you need to vote. Voting is key.
Back in Carbondale, Speaker Karen Zavala spoke to the power of affecting broad change from within our small communities.
Carbondale itself is big enough to make such a huge improvement. You start small here, make your way bigger, make your way to Aspen, Glenwood, eventually to Rifle. We see how Denver's doing things, and this isn't just one big movement. It started off as such small movements that happen.
We keep doing what needs to be done until we see the change we want to see. And this is just the truth. This is not a sitcom where we galvanize for 20 minutes and go, you know what, yeah, this isn't right, and then we fix it and we all have a happy ending. That's not how life is. This kind of work takes a while. It could be months, it could be years, but giving up isn't the answer and just thinking that it's going to be quick isn't the answer.
For Kitty and K News, I'm Raleigh Burley.